TGIF, thank God it's Friday, and time for our sports segment. NPR's Tony Cox puts his head together with New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden. Bill Roden is also the author of the book $40 Million Slaves, The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Black Athlete.
Hey, Bill.
The great Tony Cox.
Listen, how you doing, man? I'm great. Listen, it's getting to be money time in the NFL with the NFC and AFC championships coming up this weekend. I want to talk to you about who you like and all, but first let me go to this. We could see two black head coaches, Bill, potentially facing each other for the first time in the history of the Super Bowl. Lovie Smith in Chicago, Tony Dungy in Indianapolis.
Man, what great drama. You think that 2007 we're done with first, but you know, it's great. It really is. I think it's something to celebrate. Though as coach tells players,
yet, right?
Don't celebrate yet.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet.
Each of those teams have some tremendous mountains to scale, because you know, you got Chicago's got to get past New Orleans, and of course, you know, that's the other fairy tale season.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and then you've got Tony Dungy and the Colts have to get past, you know, I mean, how great is this? Is that if you're going to get there, you got to beat the New England Patriots, who've just been the scourge and the nightmare of your franchise. So for that history to happen, Tony, they're going to have to make some history themselves.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Bill. What if Tony Dungy loses again in the postseason, as his Colts always seem to do? You know what happened with Marty Schottenheimer? Now, he survived last weekend's loss to the New England Patriots, but will Dungy be as fortunate if he doesn't go all the way to the Super Bowl this time around?
He better be. Isn't that something? We go from them being making history to get fired. Hey, oh, Tony's going to be the first black Super Bowl. He's going to be fired. But you know that's you know, listen, man, the NFL is tough business. Now I don't think if the Colts should lose, I don't think they should they should put a gun to Tony Dungy's head. But the gun will certainly be on the table.
It'll be close by.
It'll be nearby.
Well, I'm not going to ask you for your Super Bowl pick until we get together the next time before the Super Bowl game actually is played. But okay. I am going to ask you, who do you think is going to make it to the Super Bowl?
You see, I'm a journalist, man. I love storylines.
All
so
right.
I'll pick Chicago and Indianapolis. That's a great storyline.
Okay.
But my friend Whit Marcellus is from New Orleans, and he's been telling me for the last season that New Orleans is destined to get there, that the Saints will go marching in. But, you know, I'm going with Indiana, and I'm going with Chicago.
Turning your back on your hometown?
Well, yeah, I'm from Chicago, and Rex Grossman has not been sabotaging us as of late.
Okay,
so,
all right. You know. Well, listen, the New York Giants aren't in it, of course, and their coach Tom Coughlin also survived the loss. But now there is a new black general manager and VP for the G-Men. His name is Jerry Reese. Does that mean the ceiling is beginning to crack for African-Americans who want front office jobs with NFL clubs?
Yeah, but, you know, again, Tony, you sociologically, again, it's a good move. And this is one of those good moves. Jerry Reese has been in that organization for 13, 14 years, has been at every level of the organization. It's just great that the Giants, you know, once they were going to keep the head coach, I knew that they were going to go inside. And Ernie Accorsi, I think, played a major role, the outgoing GM, in making this happen. So, yeah, I think that the NFL is a copycat league. When people succeed, if you have a black head coach make the Super Bowl, then people are going to start copying. If you got a black quarterback, you know, whatever, if you had a kangaroo, you know, make the Super Bowl. Next year, everybody would have kangaroos, you know, because it's a copycat league, because it's all about winning.
So it's all on his shoulders, Jerry Reese, to turn the G-Men into a winning team that goes deep into the playoffs.
That's right.
Next
deep
year.
Into the playoffs. You know, he'll have to be the one that fires Coughlin, gets rid of Eli Manning. So it's, you know, he's a good guy, though, and I think that he's got broad shoulders.
We'll see. At the time we have left, I want to shift the focus a little bit, because there was a very serious article on the front page of yesterday's New York Times having to do with a serious subject, concussions in the NFL. And what the article talked about, and I want to get your view on it, was that as a result of the suicide of a former Philadelphia Eagles player named Andre Waters, they went in and autopsied his brain and discovered that there was serious damage that was the result, according to the article, of concussions he got in the NFL, and there was no way for them to have known that until after he died.
But, Tony, this is the most serious issue facing the National Football League and facing the National Football League Players Association. Gene Upshaw and the new commissioner, they have got to deal with this, because even in boxing, as barbaric as people think that that is, when you have a concussion, when a boxer suffers a concussion, you can't box anymore for a month. In the NFL, you get a concussion, you come back the next quarter. You come back the next half. And, Tony, I'm just telling you, and this is food for another discussion, this is the most serious issue facing the National Football League. I knew Andre Waters, good guy and all that, but he's not the only one. And I think there should be some players out there who have retired who should be shivering in their shoes.
There's more to come on this. Bill, I want to thank you very much. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl, like I said, before the Super Bowl comes. So think about who you expect to win, will you?
I know now. It's going to be the...
William C. Roden is author of The $40 Million Slaves, The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Black Athlete. He is also a sports columnist for the New York Times.